Simon & Schuster Audio presents My Adventures with God by Stephen Tobolowsky, read by the author. For Anne. My Adventures with God, A Prayer for Hannah Mulder. Learning Hebrew is impossible for me. I've tried for years. There appear to be no rules, or at least no rules understandable to people who don't already know Hebrew. Linguistically, it's like watching roller derby for the first time. I thought my brain might be more receptive to verbs if I ate falafel while conjugating, so my wife and I went to a Middle Eastern restaurant to study. A woman walked past us on her way to her table. She overheard us going over vocabulary. She stopped and asked, "Excuse me, are you Jewish?" "Yes," I said. She pulled up a chair and sat down. She said there was a woman she knew, Hannah Mulder, whom she believed was Jewish. She said she was ill. She might not survive the week. She was wondering if there was a special prayer that could be said for her. I told her there was. There were services at my synagogue Monday and Thursday mornings at 7:30 and on Saturdays. During these services, there's a moment when we pray for the ill. "Do you go to these services?" the woman asked. I try to when I'm not working," I said. "Are you working tomorrow?" "Tomorrow?" I asked. "Yes, tomorrow is Thursday. Are you going to services?" "Well, if you were, perhaps you could say a prayer for Hannah Mulder." I had planned on sleeping in, but there was something in her request that inspired me to make the effort. "Sure. Not a problem," I said. The next day, I got up early and went to the synagogue. After the Torah reading, I stood up and said Hannah Mulder's name at the appropriate time. The rest of the service, I wondered who she was and if she was getting better. I wondered if my prayer mattered. The following Monday, I made a pot of coffee and sat down to read the paper, and then I thought of this faceless person, Hannah Mulder. I got dressed and went to services and said her name. As the weeks went by, I kept going. That was over a year ago. I still feel the obligation to stand and say Hannah Mulder's name. I don't know who she is, if she is well, or if she even survived that critical week. I understand to some that my prayer for Hannah Mulder might seem simple-minded, superstitious, sort of like shooting a drawing of a man and a woman in our location in the galaxy into space, as Carl Sagan did in 1972 and 73 on the Pioneer 10 and 11 spacecrafts. Both operate under the same theory.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?